sure to tune in on KINS 106.3 FM for more news and updates regarding the ongoing coronavirus.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
Conspiracy theory, a belief that some covert but influential organization is responsible for an event. A conspiracy theory is an explanation for a situation that invokes sinister and powerful groups, often when other explanations are much more probable. The word conspiracy is a put-down, it's critical. None of us call our own beliefs conspiracy theories. If you believe man never landed on the moon, that's your belief. In a conspiracy theory, an absence of information is viewed as proof, and any attempts to disprove the theory are also viewed as more proof. The recent internet phenomena Plandemic describes vast conspiracy plots to ruin the world through vaccines. The piece was so riddled with false claims and copyright infringements that platforms like Facebook took it down. This became proof the message was true and too threatening. Professor Michael Barkin from Syracuse University describes the appeal of conspiracy theories. First, conspiracy theories make sense out of a world that is otherwise confusing. Second, they have a simple appeal because they divide the world into the forces of light and the forces of darkness. Lastly, conspiracy theories masquerade as special secret knowledge unknown to the brainwashed masses. These theories have existed throughout history, but are now being spread through the internet and mass media. Coronavirus spread because the conditions were just right, and COVID-19 conspiracy theories have found the right conditions as well. About a quarter of U.S. adults believe that the virus was manufactured by people in power. A few years back, Bill Gates warned of the negative consequences of any global pandemic, so his warning became proof that he created COVID-19 so he can create the vaccine to sell the vaccine to make more money. Bill Gates makes a lot more money with a lot less work. Another theory is that Gates will plant microchips in the vaccines to track us. Look, Bill Gates has your cell phone if he wants to track you, and frankly, he really doesn't want to track you. Comedian and commentator John Oliver says these theories have always been appealing when trying to cope with a global health crisis. In the 14th century, the bubonic plague was blamed on Jewish people. In 1890, a global influenza outbreak was blamed on electric light bulbs. And in 1918, rumors were that Bayer had spread the Spanish influenza through their aspirin tablets. In 2010, Scientific American published an article titled "The Conspiracy Theory Detector." It's a great article. It lists 10 signs to look for. For instance, it might be a conspiracy theory if the act involves large numbers of people who would all need to keep silent about their secrets. The more people involved, the less realistic that becomes. To fake the moon landing would require over 400,000 people to keep a secret. Some conspiracy theories are harmless while others are dangerous. This is Mike Goldsby for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.